It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Concerns over another global recession has the price of gold near record highs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Well, the saying goes, all that glitters is gold. And after the big ups and downs of the stock market lately, apparently that glitter is a safe place for people to put their money. Here's the theory. Gold is in limited supply and will hold its value even if the global economy were to melt down. Today, an ounce of the stuff is going to cost you more than $1,750. Well, with us from London, which just happens to be the center of the gold trading market, is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what exactly caused this latest spike in gold prices?
Well, in part, it was yesterday's unprecedented pledge by the U.S. Fed to keep interest rates close to zero for at least 2 years. The Fed said that to convince everyone that money would stay cheap in the U.S., the country wouldn't slide back into recession. That's boosted stock markets, but it hasn't raised confidence in the dollar. After all, if you have U.S. inflation at almost 3%, but the U.S. interest rates are well below that, holding dollars doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Investors are buying gold because they distrust paper currencies. They believe the dollar's being devalued. The euro, the other big reserve currency, may not survive because of the eurozone debt problem. So buying gold, they're buying it as the ultimate and oldest safe haven.
I'm curious, Stephen, if people are buying all this gold, where are they putting it?
In special vaults. And the cost of putting it there is soaring. That's because as the price of gold has jumped, so has the cost of insuring it. The Financial Times this morning says the cost is rising because London's running out of storage space. But that's not true, according to Paul Tustain. He's the boss of a company called Bullion Vault, which trades in gold. And he says, given the huge value by weight of gold, it would be difficult to run out of storage space.
Bullion Vault is the biggest storer of privately held bullion in certainly in Europe. All our gold, which is well over $1 billion, would sit under the desk that I'm currently sitting at.
Of course, it's not under his desk. It's in an underground, reinforced, highly guarded steel vault.
I'm sure it is. All right, Marketplace is Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Turns out the U.S. and Russia have a common foe now, Standard & Poor's. After the U.S. had its credit rating downgraded by the ratings agency, Russia wants to be upgraded. From Moscow, Peter Van Dyke reports on why Russia thinks its debt is undervalued.
Russia has long complained about its credit rating. Currently, the country is BBB, the second lowest investment grade, and below the ratings of Ireland, Cyprus, and the Bahamas. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin calls it an outrage. The country did default on its debt in 1998, but now it has more than $500 billion in currency reserves and is running a budget surplus.
Russia believes that it did the job to deserve a higher rating.
Yaroslav Lisovolik is chief economist with Deutsche Bank in Russia. He says its fiscal situation is better than the US and many European countries. Russia's public debt is just 10% of GDP.
Similar indicators in countries such as Italy, for example, would be of the order of nearly 10 times higher.
But analysts don't expect a change soon, especially with dependence on oil a concern, commitment to reform uncertain, and presidential elections due in March. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are up at the moment. The German DAX has added about 2%. Asian shares were mostly higher as well. Nestle raised its expectations for the year, saying it sees higher coffee and chocolate sales in emerging markets. Chinese exports hit a record high for the month of July, up more than 20% over the same time last year. Wall Street yesterday, a big drop on Monday, turns to big gains on Tuesday. The NASDAQ added 5%. The Dow slapped on 429 points to close at 11,239. By the way, if you have questions about the economy, you can call into Marketplace Money. Host Tess Vigeland and a panel of experts will answer your questions, big and small, later today. Check out the website, marketplace.org, for details.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
The latest economic report out this week shows that for every employee, fewer things are being made. Worker productivity was down 0.3% in the last quarter. But what does lower productivity really mean? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Remember the I Love Lucy episode where Lucy and Ethel get jobs in a candy factory?
Now your job is to take each piece of candy and wrap it in one of these papers and then put it back on the belt. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Let her roll!
They're doing fine until...
Speed it up a little!
Candies whiz past, and Lucy and Ethel aren't so productive anymore. That's kind of what's happened in the recession. First, companies downsized and got everyone who was left to work faster, do more. They bought new labor-saving machines. Productivity went way up.
Most workers out there are pretty much occupied full-time and are working overtime in a lot of cases.
Economist Patrick Newport at IHS Global Insight says workers and machines have gotten about as efficient as they can. Productivity's now slipping back.
Companies will have to hire more employees in order to get that productivity up to give their existing workforce a breather.
Unless they opt for lower productivity instead. That's what aerospace engineer Don Chambers sees happening at his company, a big Southern California defense contractor. Last year, he was doing 24 hours of overtime a week. Then...
Management decided that we should not be paid the overtime. Productivity has dropped off, and they're not hiring anyone to pick up the slack.
And with the economy slowing down, the next step might be another round of downsizing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Finally, a Marietta, Georgia church got an odd donation left in its collection plate a few Sundays back. It wasn't cash or a check or even an IOU. The anonymous donor dropped 3 Keno tickets from the Georgia lottery into the plate. Turns out the tickets were winners, worth more than $4,000. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.